Hello and welcome again to our ongoing studies in Luke's Gospel. We're still in chapter 4. The last time we looked at Jesus returning to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. We'll continue by reading verses 14 through to first part of verse 22. But first we can go back to chapter 2, verses 51 to 52, where the Lord, as 12 years old, is returning with his parents. And he went down with them, that's his parents, and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Things were going well and went well for many years after that. But then we come to read chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of them all were, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. So Jesus returns to Galilee, where he'd grown up, the place of his young adulthood and adulthood. According to Josephus, Galilee had approximately 3 million occupants. It's not a large area, so it was a highly populated area, and there was plenty of scope for the ministry of Jesus. Josephus knew this because he was once the governor of Galilee. But the immediate focus of Jesus is teaching in the synagogues. So far as organized opposition to him, there was none. And the verse closes with being glorified by all. His ministry was acceptable. At that time, what he was saying was something that they appreciated. Verse 16 relates how he came to Nazareth, his hometown. This, of course, wouldn't have been that long after he had lived and worked in Nazareth. The people knew him. They knew who he was. They knew who his parents were. They knew where he stayed. He'd probably even worked for some of them. Some of them would have had the things that he had skillfully crafted in their own homes or for their place of work. But he had been teaching for a while now, and he'd set a custom of going to the synagogues to teach. He wanted to go where the people were on the Sabbath day to get together with God's people, to worship, to read from the scriptures. If he wanted to do that, how can we live without gathering with others of God's children? At the moment, because of the circumstances that we're all in, we're having mainly to do that. We have a very limited circle around us, perhaps, of Christians to interact with and worship with. And perhaps we're even on our own, may the Lord be close to you at this time. But the Lord wanted to be with God's people to worship. This synagogue, its people and procedures, would have been very familiar to him. He knew exactly what would go on. I don't know whether each synagogue was slightly different in some way, but certainly the personnel would have been. But the Lord would have known them. He would have known the people that he was sitting amongst. And when he rose up, he would have looked upon them all. So what took place would have been perhaps an opening prayer and praise. Then there would be a reading from the law of the Lord, a reading from the prophets, which our Lord did. Then that would perhaps be followed by a sermon, maybe from a visitor or one of the members of the synagogue itself. But our Lord stood up to read. And the passage he read from is from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2.